it's a feather in everybody's cap, at the Albion Football Club. I think the players are absolutely delighted for him. Obviously, Jake's delighted. The players are delighted for him. He's become a very popular character in the dressing room. And the supporters will be as proud as punch as well that they've got one of their own in the England team. You know, we've got players in all the other home international sides. To get one in England is fantastic, and really pleased for him.
To be fair, he's a player who's come through some adversity off the field as well. Right now, he's playing football probably as well as he ever has.
Yeah, I don't think he played very well at Everton. You know, I think that most probably out of all the games he's played, that's most probably the worst he's played. But as I've said, I don't think we'll see the best of Jake until next year. I think we've got to sort out in his mind what his strengths and weaknesses are and what he can do for this team. I think once we iron that out, I think he'll become a very, very good player and a very good player for us.
I know you played this down in the press conference, but there is something about English players who maybe aren't in their first teams regularly at higher clubs. If they see they can come to West Bromwich Albion and crack the England international setup, that's no bad thing. I know that it's all about pounds as well, but it's no bad thing.
You English. What about the Welsh lads and the Irish lads and the Scottish lads, not just the English?
You've already proven that time and time again. But from a marketing point of view, and there is a bit of that goes on in football, no, it's got to help you.
Yeah, of course it does. And I think everybody who represents their country, for every club that you walk into, it's really nice. And it's, you know, the lads are proud to represent their country, and so they should be. And there'll be no one prouder than Jake, you know, fingers crossed, if and when he's selected.
For as long as we're still in Europe as well, we should point out, of course, Nasser Chadli getting back into the Belgium squad. And actually,
no mean
feat, given the number of attacking players they've got available.
Yeah, he's been superb, Nasser. I thought he played really well at Everton. He looked as though he was back to his best.